USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping will meet virtually Monday evening D.C. time to seek improved U.S.-China relations. Beijing and Washington have been at odds with rising tensions over Taiwan, political angst over COVID-19's origins, and tariffs started by the Trump administration. A 9-year-old boy became on Sunday the 10th person to die from injuries sustained during a crowd surge at the Astroworld Music Festival in Houston, Texas earlier this month. Ezra Blunt from Dallas died in the hospital after being placed on a medically induced coma with serious injuries. The White House on Sunday named former New Orleans Mayor Mitch Landrieu as the senior advisor responsible for coordinating the implementation of the bipartisan $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill. USA Radio News.
Right now, you are listening to USA Radio News, and we are following breaking news for you, which comes from Facebook's founder and CEO, Mark Zuckerberg. Here is what Mark had to say. Mark?
It is time for us to adopt a new company brand to encompass everything that we do. To reflect who we are and what we hope to build, I am proud to announce that starting today, our company is now Meta. Our mission remains the same, still about bringing people together. Our apps and their brands, they're not changing either. And we are still the company that designs technology around people.
Thank you, Mark. You can watch the full Connect keynote and learn more about how the metaverse will unlock new opportunities at meta.com. That's meta.com. And we will have more for you after these words.